You're listening to Bass Fan Radio.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and we're going to talk with Terry Scroggins today, a Toyota pro, and that's fitting because it is Toyota Trucks Championship Week over at Bass. And we had quite an event over the weekend in a sense that it made the Angler of the Year race a whole lot closer. And I know Terry, although he's not fishing it, is certainly watching it and has a lot to say about it. Terry, are you there?
I'm here, man. What's up, John?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just hating I'm not in the championship.
Yeah, I know. Everybody can't make it. It's a top 12. And you had a good year. You made the Classic. You just didn't make that top 12.
Yeah, but it's disappointing sitting back watching those guys shoot it out. That's going to be an exciting week next week.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, whatever your feelings about it, and some Bass fans don't care for it, some love it, some could, you know, are middle of the road. But really what happened was the three leaders in the Angler of the Year race, Skeet Reese, Edwin Evers, and Cliff Pace, all had a pretty poor tournament. Skeet still leads the points, but it's down to a five-point lead. Russ Lane is now in second, and KVD is third, the defending champ. And Russ is fishing his home water down there, and he's going to be awfully dangerous on the Alabama River, wouldn't you think?
He's going to be real dangerous down there. He knows it really well, just like he did on Lake Jordan. He's going to be just as strong on the Alabama River. You know, earlier this year, Skeet had his home water advantage earlier in the year, but the points wasn't near as strong as what they are at the end of the year. So I would say Russ might have the upper hand on this thing. And don't forget, Kevin Van Dam won that event last year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he did. He had a strong tournament down there, and he's got a lot of experience. And one of the things Van Dam has always told me is that he just loves fishing Alabama. It's been a great state for him. He's always done well there. You look at the Classics he's won there. You just look at his strong tournaments there, and it's sort of his state.
Well, I think the whole country is his state. He does well everywhere we go. You can't hold that man down. He is awesome.
Yeah. But it has been an Alabama year. You know, you go back to the Classic this year at Lay Lake, and Russ almost won there. Of course, Kevin won. And it's sort of like the two are battling it out again, now in second and third. And, of course, Reese has to fish his best event of the year in order to even have a chance.
Yeah, and he's been strong all year long. And you know, I look forward to be strong in this last event as well. But, you know, Russ is a friend of mine. It would be, you know, a career-changing deal if he could pull this thing off. So, you know, Reese and Van Dam's both won Angler of the Year, and it would be neat to see Russ come up and beat him.
As a handicapper, Terry, you know, you think back to the first Classic that was down at Lay Lake. Russ was pretty new to the tour level. He had some nerves. He went for it all. He gambled, and it didn't pay off. He seemed to fish a lot cleaner Classic this year, and he mentioned to us over the weekend that sort of, you know, having the two events down there, he's got some of the jitters out of the way, and, you know, he should be ready to go when they hit Montgomery this weekend. Knowing what you know about Russ, if it comes down to the wire, you know, has he got it inside to close the deal?
I'm going to tell you, the best thing that could have happened to Russ Lane was last week. Him winning that event takes a lot of pressure off him. That's the first event he's won. He's got the jitters out of the way. I'm sure he's not going to be sleeping well at night knowing that he's got to beat Skeet and Van Dam's right behind him. So he's got some pretty tough competition hanging around him there. But, you know, at the same time, he knows more about that river than anybody in that tournament. So I think he'll get the job done.
Yeah, and, you know, Reese has shown himself to be very mentally tough at times through the years. I mean, he didn't clinch the title last year. But at the same time, he's got to have that fire inside that, you know, he's just got to be firing on all cylinders.
Skeet Reese and Kevin Van Dam, you're not going to shake those guys. They're mentally sound. They know what they got to do to get the job done. And, you know, the only thing that's going to beat them is just the knowledge that Russ has of that body of water over them.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about those three guys, but you got Aaron Martins at fourth, only 10 points behind Reese. You know, Edwin is still up there. Hackney's got an outside shot. A lot could happen down there. And I'd have to imagine a big bite could really go a long way next weekend.
It could. There's a lot of big spotted bass in that river, and you catch a couple of a good sized spot, so maybe a kicker largemouth to go along, and it's huge down there. You can jump a long ways. We've seen that happen last week with what Russ done. Yeah. He moved from 11th up to 2nd with just a good week. So, you know, it's anybody's ball game yet. It's going to be an exciting weekend.
Now, are you going to be down there, Terry?
No, I'm not going to make it. I'm down here in Florida just hanging out and getting my stuff ready to go to the last Southern Open. So, I'm just going to hang out down here in Florida.
Yeah, well, your fishing isn't done at all. I think you're at about 8th in the Southern points, and that's typically a division that you tend to dominate, and you're right there again, right?
Yeah, I'm right where I need to be. You know, I'm a little bit further down than where I'd like to be, but I've already qualified for the Classic, so it's not a big deal. The top two go to the Classic, and I'm already in that, so I can be a little more relaxed, just go have fun on this last event.
But, you know, you look at the level of competition in those Opens, and it's pretty stout. I'd put it as near a tour level as you can get without having a beat tour level. When you look at the guys there, and especially a lot of the guys from FLW fishing it this year, it's just a really strong field.
You know, there's a lot of guys from FLW fishing that's wanting to move over to Bass, is what they're saying. And there's 10 or 12 elite guys in there as well. So it's a lot of tough competition in that series.
Yep. And then the locals, too.
Well, you got a lot of local guys that get in it as well, trying to make, you know, the big dollar, and that makes it tough as well. You got all these different places, and you got a lot of local people in it. So it's a very challenging schedule there.
And you finish up at Seminole in October?
That's right. We'll go to Seminole.
You thinking that's going to be a deep bite?
No, it's more my style. It's a flipping tight lake. It's a lot of hydrilla, hyacinths, a lot of punching going on there, and the top water bite might be pretty well as well. So I'm looking for a good tournament there.
All right, good. Well, Terry, we always appreciate catching up with you, and a little slower time of the year right now, but hope you stay in shape and get ready for your Seminole in October, and we'll see what happens this weekend at Championship Week.
Thank you, John. I'll be watching it.
Me too. We'll see you.
Bass Fan Radio.